Your News Radio WGPL First Alert forecast calling for a high 65 today. Been watching these temperatures and still kind of waiting for it to begin to move. 55. It's been that way since before I got to work this morning, actually. We're looking for, of course, these rain showers or rain to come to an end this morning. 10, maybe. Clouds are expected to persist, and windy, too. 65 today, 46 tonight, 66 and sunshine tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, the hot spot for the week, it's 73 and sunny, which is pretty close to many people's idea of perfect. And then on Friday, give you an idea how much cooler temperatures we expect the latter half of the week, sunshine and 60, and Friday night, clear and 41. Senator Dale Fowler's on the other end of the line this morning. Dale, how you been?
I'm good, buddy. Hope you're well and your listening audience are well. Nice to get a little rain this morning, knock some of the dust down, so... fall's here, and we're looking forward to it.
You know, I've been watching a lot on Senator Shemp's comments about metrics when it comes to COVID mitigation, that we should be looking at hospitalizations, not positive case numbers. You've seen in particular your district, which had been spared in the early portion of this, some of the higher numbers. Now they're seeing them in some respects. Harrisburg going to completely online education until I believe the end of this week for this week here. Should we change the way we're addressing this? Should we be hospitalizations and not positive cases in Illinois?
Well, you know, Tom, first and foremost, you know, a couple months ago, I mean, we really didn't know that many people that were affiliated with it that had the virus, and now there's an influx, you know, in our schools and in our assisted living facilities and in our nursing homes. And you know, it's something that we have to proceed cautiously with. And, you know, our numbers are increasing. Saline County, I believe I saw over the weekend where they're up to 340 cases. Williamson County's over 1,400. Union, 515. Jackson, 1,261. List goes on and on. And, you know, unfortunately, the rates of deaths are going up somewhat, too. And that's the sad part about this, as we all know, Tom. You know, so I think we have to... Yes, the hospital rates is what we have to focus on. But by the same token, I'm hearing more and more people. I'm getting more phone calls. I had three over the weekend of some close associates of mine that have been tested and tested positive, and they're quarantined. And you know, it's a tough one, Tom. You know, we've never been through a pandemic like this before, not in our lifetime. And it's something that we have to, you know, I'm really concerned about how this is increasing here in Southern Illinois. And I really admire a lot of these companies that are taking it upon their own fruition to close their doors. Some of the restaurants, some of the chains that are taking this cautiously and just drive up, drive through, whatever it may be, online ordering, you know, because we have to continue to work toward getting through this. And then, of course, as we all know, you know, we have flu season coming up. And so, you just have to hope and pray that everyone continues to do their part to stay safe and social distance and wear the mask when you can, and just you know take all the precautions necessary, especially as cold weather comes upon us here. In our schools, you know, there's been some outbreaks in some of our schools, and I think they're making the right decisions. They're doing the best they can. I think it's local control, and that's what we have to focus on.
Should the legislature have gone back or already gone back in this respect? I mean, you're not scheduled to go back till November, but we've missed a lot of legislative sessions. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, the governor's been running the state by executive fiat. Should the legislature have already gone back, or maybe should they go back in October?
I'm prepared to go back right now. If it's something that we have to go back with a plan. You know, and I agree, you know, a lot of people and ourselves, especially in our Senate caucus, you know, we're pushing, let's get back to Springfield, but let's go back to Springfield with a plan. We just don't want to show up and do nothing, right? So we want to have a constant, concrete plan to what we can do to protect our districts, to protect the people of Illinois, and we have to work toward this concrete plan. If we can put this plan together, then let's get back to Springfield and let's make some decisions.
But the Senate has been doing some work in working groups.
Exactly. The working groups, they're doing a lot of great work, but we have to take this data that they've compiled, and they have to come up with a plan. They have to put it on paper. They have to come, you know, with the data and everything involved, and let's take these working groups, let's take their plans, let's put it together, let's come up with a mission, and let's get to work.
Which working groups are you in, Dale?
I'm in economic development. I'm in energy. I'm not anything pertaining to COVID at the time, but we do a lot of economic development working groups that we've been working on, because we have to continue to strive forward with our economic development. As you know, and everyone knows, we have a lot of opportunity that's in the forefront, and we're moving forward with a lot of these opportunities. By the same token, you know, we have to do this cautiously, but, you know, we have to continue to plan for the future. We have to continue to work for the future. I have many Zoom calls this week, as I do each and every week, conference calls, meetings, to continue to work toward, you know, our economic development projects that we have in the district and in Southern Illinois. So that is exciting about this, and that has not curtailed. It's slowed down due to the pandemic somewhat as far as progression, but everything's still on the table. Everything's still moving forward. A lot of opportunity in front of us, but we have to get through these difficult times, and we will, as we always do.
Now, I know that the members of the House received a letter from the DCEOE asking them how many communities had applied or submitted their certificates for reimbursement for this cure money. This is federal money. Did you get a letter like that too, Senator?
I have not received the letter. I have received a lot of calls from my mayors in my district about the qualifications and the data, the receipts that they have to submit. And a lot of my mayors are concerned that a lot of their reimbursements are, you know, it's going to be minimal to some degree. And so not all of my municipalities, but a lot of them. And I think we have to continue. I know we're working with Senator Duckworth, Senator Durbin's office, Congressman Boss and Congressman Shimkus, to do what we can to lighten the restrictions on a lot of these allocations, because we have to be able to, you know, these municipalities have been struck, and they have to have a little bit more information, I guess I should say, to be able to take fully advantage of this. But that's the concerning part, is how this is written, that a lot of these expenses that some of these municipalities are not qualifying for. So we have to be able to open those lines up. In fact, I have one of those calls this week, that we'll see what we can do to help our municipalities that have been stricken by the financial repercussions from the pandemic, so they can continue to move forward.
But Chicago and Cook County don't have the same stipulations the other counties and municipality have. There's a double standard here being applied in the state of Illinois. The federal standard for Chicago and the collar counties, and then the Illinois standards for the rest of the state. That I find disturbing.
Absolutely. I do too. And it's not ever been fair. It doesn't seem like. That's the reason why we have to continue to strive and work with our federal legislators to be a voice for our districts, and that's what we're doing down here with our Southern Illinois legislators. We're doing everything we can to fight for our municipalities so we can be represented fairly, and they can be represented fairly.
Elected official now just sent me a text, says the cures monies are going to be substantially less than what we originally hoped for, still none available, whereas the money was sent directly by the federal government to Chicago. Now, you appeared with the governor last week. Some other legislators apparently not invited, but you were. The census, your district, and how are they responding to the census? Because I'm hearing I saw some numbers from Hardin County in particular that were really low.
Exactly, and that's why we're doing everything we can to promote the fact of how important it is to register for the census. You know, I've had a lot of my interns going out all over the district, putting signs up, working with our FFA group, a lot of our schools, promoting, going around, especially with social media, and promoting the importance. The numbers are going up a little bit, but not at the rate that we'd like for them to. You know, as I stated, this is only the 24th census in the last 230 years, to put it in perspective, because there's only one every 10 years. And this is how we fund our critical services. This is how we fund our hospitals, our schools, our education, and our community colleges and our universities, and be able to help our municipalities with infrastructure. And so this is extremely important. This data collected this year is going to play a critical role in helping ensure our communities and residents are properly represented for years to come. So that's why it's so important. It's $1,400. It's $1,400 per year, per person, for the next 10 years. That's $14,000 of federal funds that we're working hard to try to get our hands on because we need it more than anyone else does. And it plays, you know, as I mentioned, it plays a large role in how the government allocates funds to our communities. This data does, this census data does. So it's important for everyone to do their part. Please ask your neighbor, ask your family, ask your friends, put it on social media. You know, we have 2 days to go, and, you know, this is critical. This is critical data. This is critical information, and this is funding that we deserve to have. This funding's out there. We don't want it to go somewhere else, but this federal funding is available to us. So let's do everything we can to wrap our hands around this funding and to get everyone possibly, and I know it's difficult on some people because of the pandemic. Some people may not necessarily have internet. You know, all they have to do is go to the website and sign up, you know, and but hopefully they receive the mailer, the information in the mail, the registration mailer, and I hope they still have that. Please fill it out, send it in. Everyone needs to do their part to help spread the word to complete the census.
You know, it's interesting. If you listen closely to Dale, he pivoted between two points, the money and the representation. And that representation, you know, I still, when I think about this, I know the money's important, but that representation in Washington, D.C., a very important issue, right? And the money, of course, too. I'm worried about one aspect. We've done all these stories, right? We've been hearing them over the last few years now about people leaving the state of Illinois. I'm wondering if maybe it's a lot worse than what we originally thought and what the census is indicating, not so much as people not replying, is that they don't live there anymore.
You know, you're exactly right. And as you, you well said, Tom, because, you know, the results of the census also, as you mentioned, determine the number of seats each state will have in the House, U.S. House of Representatives, and how to choose to draw state and congressional districts. So that's critical to have. That's also a caveat to our being a voice for our district and proper representation for Southern Illinois. I'm concerned about the fact of the people that have left the state of Illinois. Obviously, it's been growing each and every year. This census is going to tell us a lot. Again, of course, you know, the people leaving the state. I know I talk, you know, how engulfed I am in the business climate, Tom. And, you know, when I talk to a lot of these business owners, a lot of these companies, and, you know, they don't want to pack up and go, you know, and they've had to lay off people due to the pandemic. People are, you know, they got to find jobs. But that's, again, that's the reason why we have to continue to move forward with our economic development. If it's the port or if it's the resort or if it's our infrastructure, our roads and bridges, if it's our state parks, the job opportunities that we have, our labor groups, that our apprenticeship programs are growing each and every day because of the job, the construction jobs that are going to be there, good, high-paying construction jobs with benefits and pensions, and that's what we have to continue move forward to. These people that have had to leave or maybe considering leaving because of the job opportunities that they don't have, you know, these jobs are going to be available, and a lot of these are going to be really good, high-paying, good-paying jobs with good benefits, and then the ancillary job creation that's going to come from a lot of these opportunities. It's a great situation, but obviously it's going to take time. It's going to take time, but we have incredible momentum. You see what's going on in some areas of Southern Illinois with new opportunities, with new jobs, with new opportunities for people to stay here and have a great time. You see what's going on over in Marion and Williamson County and other areas of the district as well. That, you know, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people with passion. There's a lot of people that are on a mission to help do everything they can to help grow Southern Illinois and help grow Southern Illinois' economy. So I'm extremely grateful. I'm extremely grateful for the relationships that I've garnered in the Senate and in the House of Representatives on both sides of the aisle. To me, this is not about politics, Tom. This is about the people. This is about the people. This is about doing what we can in our districts to make life better for the people we serve.
You know, and we see this, you know, and I believe there's nothing more honest than humor. And people say, well, yeah, we're making all these new roads, so they'll have a smooth drive out of the state. I mean, when you look at this, which, of course, is, you know, like I said, there's nothing more honest than humor. Let's take a look at the statement, Lieutenant Governor Stratton last week saying, either we pass the fair tax or a 20% across-the-board tax increase,
No, I can't. I don't know what to say, Tom. That's just, you know, that's not what, you know, that's just a threat that, you know, is uncalled for, in my opinion. You know, anytime you make a statement like that, you know, you don't want to give people repercussions, you know, or what the future could hold, because, you know, we've been, you know, we're taxed enough, you know, and you know how I feel on that. But, you know, it's something that, you know, that was a statement I wish, obviously, that wasn't a good statement to make. And, you know, I don't think, you know, hopefully the legislation will be able to step in, and, you know, we're going to do everything we can to be a voice. And, you know, we can't lose our job creators, and that's what we're so concerned about, especially here in Southern Illinois, because we are so different than Chicago and the suburbs. You know, we rely so much on, you know, on coal and on agriculture and on our tourism, and compared to a lot of this, you know, areas of Chicago and the suburbs of Chicago. So that's just not something. That's just going to do is create more opportunity and more momentum for people to want to leave or take a stance to say they will leave the state of Illinois.
You know, it's interesting. Shelley just wrote in on the American Monument text line, says high taxes are why people are leaving Illinois. And you and I both have heard that. We've both had friends who've said it straight to our face. I'm leaving. I'm going to Florida. I'm done. Right? I mean, you and I both heard that from friends in the area. And there's one item before I let you go. And it's I call it the Luchtefeld effect, after Senator David Luchtefeld. That the Illinois citizens will not vote for a tax increase until the state of Illinois has made a valid and earnest attempt at spending cuts, at being able to rein in its own obscene spending to some point in which they would support it. Until that first move is made on the chessboard in Illinois to cut spending, so we've held up our end of the bargain, I don't think you'll see the people of Illinois support it, because the state of Illinois and the government has not said, we'll do our part. That's why I call it the Luchtefeld, the point in which the state has accomplished enough to cut to get support for tax increases. There's two parts of that story, and I'm not hearing the first part.
Absolutely. And, you know, there has been discussion. I know the governor has mentioned before that if his fair tax is not passed, that there's going to be a 10-15% cut across the board with all the departments. You know, that's been part of the conversation. You know, we have to continue to tighten our belts. You know, there are fewer state employees now in a lot of the departments that we had 10, 15, 20 years ago. You know, so that's something that, you know, our employment in the state of Illinois, especially here in my district in the 59th, where we have so many state parks, that's been part of the problem why our state parks have been left behind, because they don't have the maintenance people and they don't have the grounds people that keep these, enough grounds people to keep these parks up to what they deserve to be. Well, they're finally getting them. It's still bare bones, but they're finally getting, you know, as you know, there's been a lot of investment in our state parks. Tourism is through the roof. Our campgrounds are full. They're selling campers. They're selling boats, you know, and that's what we rely on a lot here in Southern Illinois. But by the same token, there has to be, you know, there has to be a sharp pencil on this state of Illinois. And, you know, there are continued cuts that can be made. You know, we work, our Senate caucus, and I know the House of Representatives as well, do everything they can to talk about the fact of where cuts can be. You know, it's difficult. It's a difficult mix because, you know, we feel like we've been cut here in Southern Illinois, and we want our fair representation. We want our fair dollars. And again, that goes back to the census. That's why it's so crucial for everyone to complete the census, because these are the federal dollars that help us. Federal dollars that help us in the state of Illinois and in Southern Illinois and my district of the 59th district to ensure that we have the investment that we deserve to have. And that flows all around the spectrum of why it's so important to fill out the census. But yes, we have to continue to do everything we can to keep a accountability on the state of Illinois, the finances of the state of Illinois, and we have to do everything we can to carve any waste that could be there.
All right. It's interesting. Somebody just texted in, 20% is a good start. We could cut 20%. And once again, as I said, humor is nothing more honest than humor there. You know, it's interesting. You talked about the threadbare nature, and I noticed this in some of the parks. I think, and I'm not talking down about this group, this place, because it's one of my favorite places without exception to go in Southern Illinois. It's the Saline County Conservation District. But if you go to the campgrounds at Glen O'Jones Lake, you can note the erosion and some of the other subjects. It's I use the word threadbare. Because I think it's most accurate while they're trying to hold the park together with less money. But as we said, we've seen more funding for IDNR in this last time around than we had in years.
You know, I was at Cavern Rock State Park last week, Tom, and I was amazed. I know the concessionaire there very well, and you know we've invested some money in rehabbing the cabins. You know, the decks were deteriorated; people couldn't even walk in on the decks. They weren't able to rent the cabins. Well, now we've been able to make some investment, just some preventive maintenance investment, which they deserve to have. And something he told me that absolutely was exciting news. We all know the eclipse. We all know the people that came in to Southern Illinois for the eclipse and the revenues that were generated from the eclipse. He told me that his revenues for Labor Day weekend superseded the eclipse revenues.
Wow.
And now the cabins are rented not only on weekends, they've been rented throughout the entire week. You know, his restaurant is doing great guns. People are using the park. And when he told me that the proceeds for Labor Day weekend were higher than the eclipse, I thought that was an incredible statement for how people are seeing Southern Illinois. I know I get a lot of attention from my Southern Illinois Treasures Initiative on my website, senatorpower.com. There's a lot of people paying attention to these videos and seeing the beauty of Southern Illinois, and it's really working. It's amazing how full our parks are and people getting out and enjoying the Mother Nature with kayaks and fishing and camping, and so it's really exciting. And I was at Glen O'Jones. Actually, I was at Glen O'Jones Saturday, Tom, and it was so much fun. We was out canoeing. Our kids were home from Chicago and St. Louis. We were out canoeing on the lake, and the people were just having a great time. There was campfires going, and it's a good sight to see.
Yeah, it is one of my absolute favorite places. Senator Dale Fowler, our guest this morning, 843 News Radio, WJPF News next. .844, 16 before the hour. Got a lot of stuff in on that today, Rick.
You certainly did.
Rain showers today, 65, but they think this rain's going to be done this morning, mid-morning by 10. And the radar seems to be backing them up on that. We see one line, very clear, starting Southern Union County, right up through Johnson, and then about half of Williamson, and then across Saline, up into Hamilton and White County. Just a straight northeast line. And behind it, little or no precipitation.